Good morning. Where is everybody today, Reed? It's just you. You're not Reed. You're Max. You'll be Reed soon enough because I'll have you in confirmation. Good to have you here. And babies, where is everybody? Today is All Saints Day. What's a saint? Oh, gosh. Snuck up behind me when I wasn't looking. What's a saint? Someone who is really nice. Yeah, I think a lot of times saints are really nice. Any ideas about what a saint is? Oh, people who trust in God. Well, there's another child. Sorry. Come on. We're talking about saints. What's a saint? Any idea? Other ideas? We have someone who's really nice. We have someone who trusts in God. What's a saint? You know, parents ever say, "You're such a little saint." Yeah. Yeah, a saint. Well, today is All Saints Day. And it's a really important today. It's a really important day. Later on, in the middle of the prayers, you're going to have an opportunity to come up right in the middle of the prayers, walk up and light a candle in memory of a saint. Well, you know, I think saints sometimes are really nice people, and we think of them that way, and they certainly are people who trust in God. But saints aren't always who we think they are. Yes?
They also help others.
They help others. Yeah. You know, I think being a saint doesn't start with us. Being a saint starts with God. Saints are people, yes, who trust God. But also, saints are people who God trusts with God's word. And I thought to myself, how will we know if we're a saint? Right? So here's the deal. All of these saints that we have, all of these people, some of them were really, really nice people. So let's take Saint Augustine. He's a saint. He's a really, really old guy. Long, long time ago. And he really trusted God. But he was not nice. Fact is, St. Augustine was known to be anything but nice most of the time. But he really felt as if God had chosen him to do God's work. And so in a way, God chooses the saints. And I thought, well, what are we going to do? Sit around and wait for God to choose us to be God's saints? I think not. In fact, I'm fairly sure that there's an app for that. I'm quite certain that there is an app for that, in fact. Because I checked this morning, and despite the fact that the new Apple CEO just got $600 million, and I don't feel bad about that. All right, so here's the app for finding out who a saint is. Because, you know, if saints are people who God chose, then we should probably be able to figure out who those people are. So I thought to myself, if there's an app, we should use it. So here's the app. Are you ready? When I show this to you, it is going to show you who the saint is in your life. But more importantly, it's going to show you the saint of the day. Are you ready? Okay, now don't be scared. Because I never know for sure who's going to show up on this application. You'd be surprised who I saw this morning when I first got up and I tried this app out for the first time. Are you ready? Ready? You want to see? Who is the saint of the day? Who is it? It is not. It's you. I can't believe it. Let's see. Are you ready? Let me reconfigure for boys. No, boys can be saints. Okay, there we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to see who your saint of the day is. Are you ready? Who is it?
Me.
Ah! It is. Who is the saint of the day? Who is that? She says, You see, I think when we think about who saints are, I think it's you. I think it's all of them, because I think God has chosen you to do good in the world, but also just to be loved and to love in the way that God loves. So our app for the day really just shows who is the saint of the day.
Who is that?
It's you.
Who is that?
It's even Grandpa.
Yeah.
Or it could be you. You are the saints. And Jacob, who is that? It's funny, when you're a child and you see your own image, you smile. And when you get older, you go, oi. Something happens along the way. I don't know what it is. And so you are the saints. You are God's chosen. Thank you. You can go back to your